We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome back to another episode of At Home in Connecticut this Sunday morning. I appreciate everyone out there listening. Joining me this morning is Dan Pazinski. He's the co-owner of Paul and Sandy's, which also runs Pumpkin Town. Now, Pumpkin Town is, it's been rated and it's award-winning and it's an amazing thing over in East Hampton. There's a hayride, which is just called The Ride. There's the town. There's the farm store. There's the hardware store. There's so much to do. You can totally take up the day. And Dan, thank you for joining me this morning. What does Pumpkin Town mean to you?
Well, first off, Joe, thanks for inviting us to be on your show today. And Pumpkin Town, you know, for me and my family, you know, it has a special meaning. You know, it was started by my mother and father. And, you know, we've since lost my mom to breast cancer, you know, over 12 years ago. And she was, you know, between her and my father, you know, pretty much created Pumpkin Town. So a lot of Pumpkin Town, you know, was influenced by my mom, and a lot of the names of the characters here and things like that, my mom named. And so, you know, every year just brings back memories of my mom, and for me and my two sisters who operate the business now, you know, it just brings back such great memories. And also it's, you know, just a great place to bring, you know, your family and come and enjoy a great fall day here at Pumpkin Town.
And that's one thing. It runs, when's Pumpkin Town closed this season?
So generally, Pumpkin Town runs the last 2 weeks of September and all through October. And our last day of Pumpkin Town to come out and enjoy Pumpkin Town is Halloween, actually. October 31st is our last day.
So there's plenty of time to get out there and enjoy all the things. I mean, we'll start where I think a decent amount of people probably start, because you park across the street. And right there is what's lovingly called The Ride.
Yes, that's correct. The Ride is kind of our take on a hayride. It's what we envision, like what Pumpkin Town would have been back in the day. You know, it's a hayride through the Pumpkin Town forest, and you see various characters and animals all along the way. It's a mile-long hayride through a very nice woodland setting.
And one thing, there's hay. There's actually hay to sit on, which a lot of hayrides don't have anymore. So thank you for actually having hay. Me and my family went out the other week. And the ride is neat because, you're going through the woods, and there's all these scenes set up with different characters and the pumpkin heads. But there's a little trick that you guys and the staff kind of use to make sure everyone stays engaged. And that was how many golf balls and how many turkeys there were along
the
ride.
Yes, absolutely. It's great to keep the kids engaged. My dad actually is a golfer. So, you know, the ride, I created a couple of golfers up there, kind of pay homage to my dad and his golfing. So along the way, we placed strategically some golf balls all along the way. And so we get the kids to count the golf balls as they're going along on the ride, as well as some fancy feathered turkeys. And, you know, it keeps the kids engaged as the hayride goes along. You know, the adults and the seniors, they just absolutely love the scenes and the quality of the scenes that we have along the way. But, you know, keeping an eye out for the golf balls and the turkeys definitely keeps the young ones engaged as they go along, and the adults too.
Yeah, I definitely counted golf balls and turkeys. I won't give away how many I got or, you know, how many other people got, but I will just say I was correct.
Excellent. So you paid attention.
That's I did. Great. And that's it. Like you said, the scenes are such quality. I mean, there's so much little detail, and they're authentic, and they're funny and whimsical. Who comes up with these ideas?
You know, we have such a great staff here at Pumpkin Town. You know, the ride itself was you know, something that I came up with, you know, to actually go along with Pumpkin Town, the village. And so, you know, various employees that we had came up with different ideas and scenes like that, you know, like the gold mine and the schoolhouse and things like that. So, you know, a lot of our employees had a lot of input in, you know, the creation of the ride.
And not just input, they're all hand painted.
Yes, absolutely. I have some great talented ladies who, you know, they put a lot of work into painting these pumpkins, and you know, each one has its own characteristics. You look at the face, and each one has a kind of a different expression. you know, at the schoolhouse. You got the one kid who's up in the air and he, you know, has a great expression on his face. And, you know, along the way, kind of just, you know, tells the tale of the scene.
And that's the thing, you know, the lore behind it, the pumpkin heads that came to Paul and Sandy's to live and kind of brought the town. And it is, there's a town, there's a church, there's a jail, there's the schoolyard, like you said. There's all these little nuanced things that you can pick up. I mean, there's a wedding going on.
Yes, yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's just like a regular old New England town.
And it is. It's a New England town inside of a New England town. I mean, I was looking at the families and the children running around having a great time, the expressions, the smiles. It's got to mean something to you and your family to have this tradition continue on for your mother, you know, who passed away, your father who's retired, so he handed it over to you and your, you know, your sisters that run it now. It's become a tradition in the family, and you're bringing that tradition to other families, so that's got to be a good feeling.
It is a great feeling, and Joe, and now we're actually, you know, getting second generations. We're having, you know, parents bringing their kids, and they came as kids. And, you know, for us, it's to provide those, you know, memories for families. It's just, you know, it's a great feeling for us. You know, it's a lot of hard work, and the staff puts in a lot of hard work. But, you know, to see the people come out and enjoy it, it definitely, you know, it brings joy to our hearts, too. And, yeah, it's just a great, you know, family fun event.
Now, how many visitors do you think you average on a season of Pumpkin Town?
So within the 6 weeks, and of course it all depends on the weather. You know, if we get the nice weekend weather.
Yeah, New England could be finicky.
Absolutely, as we saw this past week. But, you know, annually we'll do, through the village is about 20,000 people or so. And on the ride, we'll go over 15,000 for the season.
So that's amazing.
So, yeah, we get quite a turnout.
And all, you know, it all goes to a good cause. And that's something, that's what this show is meant to be, you know, family fun activities. You can go, you can do the ride, you can see Pumpkin Town. There's the giant pumpkin bounce house, which I was too big to go when they told me, but that's okay. There's the tubes that the kids were bouncing on. There's the water slingshots where the kids were trying to hit some of your staff that are retrieving some of the balls in the water.
Yeah, it was a great time, yeah.
You know, and I like, you had the little New England challenge there, Yankees versus Red Sox.
Yeah. We live in that part of the country where it's you root for one or the other, so that's always good competition there to see who can get into what target down there in the pond.
And then when you're done with all that, you can move over to concessions and farm store.
Absolutely. You know, here in New England, we got such great, this time of year, you know, such great things to buy, apples and mums. And obviously here at Pumpkin Town, we have tons and tons and tons of pumpkins to choose from. You know, in our stand building, we have souvenirs to buy for Pumpkin Town, you know, some local crafter items to buy. And then we also are a full-fledged hardware and garden center. So, you know, you have mums and hay bales and corn stalks, anything you need to decorate for fall. We have all those items.
Yeah, because we went in, the boys, we can't leave without getting some apple cider donuts.
Great. Which are made right here, by the way. You know, we have our own, what we call the Donut Shack, where I actually have my daughter up there and my niece. They're making apple cider donuts as fast as they can make them. We're selling them, and people just absolutely love them.
And then you had the farm stand, which in the summer we always usually stop and get some tomatoes and cucumbers and some other things. But this weekend I picked up 3 massive sweet potatoes and did those over the campfire. So those were fantastic.
Great.
And I mean, like you said, you have the pumpkins. And one thing I like, you have the wagons. So people can buy the pumpkins and then just transport the pumpkins. You don't have to worry about, you know, a 7-year-old carrying an 11-pound pumpkin. You can just throw it in a wagon, bring it to your car, no worries there. Like I said, there's, you know, you can get your souvenirs, the cider, the cider donuts, the vegetables, the full-fledged hardware store. So there's a little something for everyone going to Paul and Sandy's any time of the year. But this time of the year with Pumpkin Town, it's a destination.
Absolutely. Yep. And it's great for all ages. You know, from the kids, absolutely, to the seniors. You know, we find, you know, during the week, you know, we run the hayride, weather permitting, 7 days a week. And what's nice is we get a lot of seniors during the week. And the transition from what we call the landing onto the hayride is very easy. They don't have to walk up any steps or anything like that. We make it very easy transition from the land onto the trailer. And, you know, this time of year, you get some of these beautiful New England fall days with foliage, and they can get out and take a beautiful, you know, 20-minute hayride through the Pumpkin Town Forest, and they absolutely enjoy it.
And that's one thing like the show, you know, it's for everyone. Anyone can go. You can bring the grandparents, bring the grandkids. If you need more information, it's pumpkintown.com. It's over in East Hampton, right on 66, easy to get to. Traffic was easy. The guys parking up in the field were fantastic. Easy in, easy out. You can see the pumpkin car right by the road. So with us this morning is Dan Pazinski, co-owner of Paul and Sandy's, who runs Pumpkin Town in East Hampton, right on Route 66. Like I said, Dan, it's an amazing thing. I appreciate everything you do for the community. The families out there should get out there and see it. And I just appreciate you coming on this morning to talk with me, sir.
Oh, great for having us on the radio station today. And we look forward to having some of your listeners come down to Pumpkin Town.
You got until Halloween. The weather is going to turn. If it's, you know, nice little chill in the air, it's New England. People, get outside, enjoy it. Grab some hot apple cider while you're there. Go on the ride. Visit Pumpkin Town. There's nothing better.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WDIC News Talk 1080.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.